From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.
Hello and welcome to this podcast from Kennet Radio. It's Paul here and I'm joined by the Mayor of Newbury, Councillor Andy Moore.
Tell us about your background first and how did you end up as Mayor of Newbury?
Yes, slightly strange, isn't it?
Yes.
I've been in Newbury now for 50 years. I'm an engineer by background. And I came first here to work at AWE. We had to pick, you know, Reading, Newbury or Basingstoke. And it's fairly obvious that, you know, we landed in Newbury and been great ever since. And I worked at Aldermaston for a good time. But then left there but joined the remaining MOD, the MOD, and worked in London and Bath and London and Bristol and London. And it's a thing you can do from the great communications that Newbury gives you. And I sort of finished my career back with the nuclear programs as a safety regulator. So that's a quick snapshot of a career.
And could we call you a rocket scientist, or would that be too much?
No, I think that wouldn't be right. No, it's definitely electronic engineering. So the kit that's here, you know, is sort of reasonably familiar to me. And I worked on the very first generation microprocessors. But then rather rapidly moved into sort of management as often happens. And so we got settled here through all of that. And Sheila and I married as we arrived here in Newbury. We've raised two children. They went through the local schools, St. John's, St. Nick's, St. Bart's. It's been, you know, just great. They've obviously flown the nest. We now have five grandchildren scattered across the world because they flew the nest big time to California and New Zealand. So there we go. What things have I done in life in Newbury over those many years? Well, Sheila and I met first on a badminton court. And so badminton has been our big sport, you know, right through that. We're still playing. Sheila's a former Berkshire County champion and still playing veterans badminton for the county. So that's been a big core of our experience here in Newbury. And I guess another thread for me has been my membership at St. Nick's. Lots of roles there, including Paul singing in the choir with you.
Yes.
Inevitably. So how did I get into sort of politics and you know, ending up? Well, it turned out that one of my commutes, I was travelling with a chap called David Rendell, who many of your listeners will remember. Before he was the MP, and he sort of drew me in, as he did with many, many people into the party, because I couldn't be active. The job I had just sort of prevented that, which I suppose probably kind of suited me. But then as retirement came on, I thought, well, let's try and put something into the community here that I'd spend a lot of time in my working life travelling away from. I sort of swapped the official side. I was a civil servant in the Ministry of Defence of government for the political side and stood for council. I was first elected in 2019, and since last year, I've rather focused more on the town council. The mayor is elected by the councillors on Newbury Town Council, and You kind of can feel the the thing coming perhaps your way. And so Sheila and I had this conversation a bit back as to whether I was going to be prepared to do this. And all of a sudden there you are as the mayor of Newbury. It's a real privilege. It's just been great being it. I've loved every minute so far.
Takes a lot of stamina, I would have thought.
Yes, there are times when you're on the go quite a bit. I'm just today. I'm here with you just now. I'm going immediately after we finish to the football ground at Faraday Road, where Newbury Town is returning to play football. And then there's a lovely little community at the Newtown Road Cemetery. And they're putting on some things for remembrance. So we'll be there at about 2 o'clock. So it's all great. And that's sort of really intense for that period. We were allowed to go away on holiday though. so it's not full on all the time.
So some highlights so far.
Yeah. Many things. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to do perhaps something just over 100 events in the 6 months that I've been mayor. I report back to the council, so I can sort of summarise, you know, what the mayor's been up to since the last meeting. And my last report, I got together some categories. So I've been to concerts, I've been doing openings and unveilings. I've done some sports. We played the community cricket up at Falkland a little bit back, opening that. Quite a lot of presentations. One of the last nice things in recent weeks has been we invite the primary schools to send their pupils into the town hall, and we show them around and we tell them about the history, and the mayor gets his robes and his chain and everything on, and we talk through all of that. So that's been quite a nice event. Lots of art exhibitions at the end of the school year. That was great to go to. And just more recently, Harvest, going up to the allotments and seeing all those as well. And there's quite a bit of it sort of varies from this, you know, great social community occasions to some really quite formal things. I was moved and honoured to be wearing the mayor's chain at the funeral of the late Councillor Jeff Beck, who was a predecessor of mine, and who died sadly earlier this year. You do feel that's that sort of continuity there. A few weeks ago, the rather interesting judicial year is marked with a service in Reading Minster, and all the mayors of Berkshire are invited. It's a thing that the High Sheriff runs. So there's that sort of much more formal things that you expect the sheriff to get involved in.
And you unveiled Paddington Bear.
Well, yes. that's the highlights. Yes, really, really interesting. That was one of the unveilings. It sort of came on all of a sudden. Didn't know much about it until a few days out. But what a great, opportunity. I've just literally passed it as I've come here to the studio. You can see, you know, people are still there sitting beside it, having their photographs taken. It's a real lovely focus. I've got a couple of other bear stories, as it were. One of my openings recently was the new Coton Bear pub, hotel, restaurant on Bartholomew Street. And the bear is Paddington Bear because they picked up on it when they formed that name. And I believe I've got an engagement with a bear called Pudsey in a few weeks' time when the Children in Need event takes place, and I shall be out shaking a tin for Children in Need. So bears seem to be the animal of my year, really.
And the Coton Bear, what's the coat for? Is it the Newbury?
This is the Newbury coat. Those who know the story, it's really remarkable. Let me see if I can remember the year, 1811 or something like that, and a very large wager for the time was taken to say that a coat could be created from scratch within a day. So a sheep was brought in at the beginning of the day. It was shorn. All the processing of the wool and everything else was done. The tailoring, the cutting, The gentleman who had the wager sat down to dinner that evening in the Newbury coat. And there's a very fine picture of that in Newbury Town Hall, that event. So it's great. So that's where they got the coat from.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
We've been talking about what you've been doing, some highlights. Tell us about more of those.
Okay. Well, I've been really blown away during my 6 months as mayor by so many people in the community who get up and do things for the community. This week we've had on Thursday the Greenham Trust Community Charity Awards at the Corn Exchange, just so many charities out there doing really brilliant work. And just last night, West Berkshire Council Adult Learner Achievement Awards. And again, some really moving stories about people overcoming difficulties but with the help that they had around them. So really, you know, really good. I've been so impressed with local businesses I do think, you know, quite hard about what they're doing. So one of my openings was Tracy James Hearing on Wall Street. I had a lovely visit to Philip Brown's Violins place in Cheap Street there. And we mentioned the Coat and Bear and you know, the dialogue there around the sorts of things they're trying to achieve. So, you know, and as I said, 100 events, and it's really rather difficult to sort of pick all your highlights. But yeah, it's been a brilliant time.
That's great. Yeah. And tomorrow, Remembrance Sunday, what are your reflections on
that?
That's a big event, isn't it?
It's a big event. It's kind of almost the biggest thing in the mayor's year, really. And for me, it's coming, you know, exactly on halfway. There will be the traditional meeting in the marketplace. We are expecting, large numbers of people. Brilliant support from the Royal British Legion in putting this on. A real opportunity to honour those who made the ultimate sacrifice. I think then to be thankful for the peace that we enjoy in this country. And then I think to empathise with people who are not so fortunate. And of course, at the moment, we think of the situation in the Middle East and we think of Ukraine and, how to resolve that. And a brilliant opportunity for the community to pause, to honour, to thank, and to commit to the being going forward, in a peaceful fashion. So, yeah.
And looking forward to Christmas, I think you'll have a few things coming up.
Yeah, I think we move out of that sort of slightly sombre event of Remembrance Sunday. Next weekend, I get to switch the Christmas lights on, something that the mayor traditionally does. So looking forward to that. And then lots of things running through to Christmas. Many people, I'm sure, will have been a bit aware in recent years of the Living Advent calendars. And so I'm going to be joining, two or three of those to get the Christmas mood going up. So all good. Carol services, all that sort of thing. So really looking forward to, right up to Christmas. So
every mayor has a chosen charity. Tell us about yours.
Okay, and it's a great privilege to be able to nominate and then help to support that charity give it more prominence. If indeed my chosen charity needs more prominence, it's the West Berks Food Bank. I chose that because Sheila, my wife, is a volunteer with them, and it's been great working with their people, Fran and Laura from the food bank. But also the team at the town hall, Joe and Amy, who support me. And we've done lots of events and we've got some things planned for next year. Like so many of the charities we were honouring at the event on Thursday night, it's about volunteering and you discover that being a volunteer is good for you, as well as actually, of course, needed to be meeting the community's needs. So it's just a great thing, and we're so blessed with many, many volunteers. The West Barks Food Bank has 170. That's sort of, wow, gosh. Yeah, tremendous.
I think that's often forgotten, that volunteering is normally, most of the time, fun.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah, exactly so. Yeah.
And finally, if somebody asked you what's good about Newbury, what would you say?
Right. Well, kind of all of the above, everything we've been talking about, really, for the last few minutes. Again, just that point about so many people in the community who are willing to help out, willing to put their time into things. I mean, I've mentioned a few, but there are so many others that you realise that, you know, out there doing that. It's a really fine town. It just has that good feel. It's nice and compact. You know, the buzz on sort of evenings, particularly around the market square and all those kinds of things, you know, makes it good, as well as all the benefits we have from our communications, you know, our ability to move in and out of Newbury quickly. What a great place to choose to live 50 years ago. And I've just been so delighted. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Mayor, for coming in to see us. And it's great to hear what you've been getting up to and your reflections on Remembrance Sunday and what's coming up. So thank you very much indeed, and the best wishes for the rest of your civic year.
Paul, thank you very much. It's been a delight to be here.
Thanks a lot.
That was the Mayor of Newbury, Councillor Andy Moore. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this podcast from Kennet Radio. We're available 24 hours a day on 106.7 FM, online and on your mobile.
More music variety right here on The Listener's Choice.